Hello and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week we hope you can enjoy a few laughs with a sitcom that celebrates the carefree teenage years. It started in 1941 as the summer replacement for Bob Hope's Pepsodent Show. Later, A Date with Judy got its own time slot and continued through 1950. From 1944 through 1950, Louise Erickson played Judy Foster, a boy-crazy teenager who was always helping her friends with their social lives. In this first episode we have for you today, Judy throws a surprise birthday party for her father. Enjoy A Date with Judy, first broadcast August 1st, 1944 on NBC.
Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums, T-U-M-S. Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy.
Hello?
Hello, Judy. This is Harold. I just called to tell you that you were the prettiest girl at the party last night.
Why, Harold.
Yeah, and that white sweater you wore is the prettiest one I've ever seen.
Oh, Harold, aren't you sweet? I got it at the Emporium.
Judy, are you doing anything tonight?
Why, not a thing.
Oh, swell. As long as you're free, would you go down to the Emporium and get another sweater, only in pink?
Oh, Harold, how darling of you.
Be sure and get size 44. It's for my mother's birthday.
Well, that's Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the cutest date in town. Your date with her each Tuesday at this same time is arranged by the makers of Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion. Well, let's see. Tomorrow is Father Foster's birthday. And that's why we find Judy and her 12-year-old brother, Randolph, at a downtown department store shopping for a perfect gift.
Judy, you don't think Father would like a baseball bat, do you?
Certainly not. Let's stop fooling, Randolph, and get Father something he needs.
Well, here's a baseball glove. Don't you think Father go for that?
Randolph, we only have $2, and we're going to use it to buy Father something he wants.
Well, do you think he'd like a canoe?
Father wouldn't know what to do with a canoe.
I don't know. He does all right with a paddle.
Well, let's get out of this sports department and try to remember Father is not a sport. Well,
they got gem, chem, chem chemistry sets for $2 in the toy department.
What do you want Father to do, blow himself up?
Hey, where are you going now?
Oh, there's just something over here I want to look at.
Judy, we haven't got much time.
Oh, Randolph, isn't this gorgeous?
I don't think Father would look well in a necklace.
Oh, Randolph, these earrings are divine.
You think Father really needs earrings?
No, but I wish he did.
Well, I'm sure he'd get a lot more wear out of this diamond tiara.
Look, my birthday isn't so far off. So if we bought Father a present for me, then he'd have it to give to me.
Well, in that case, let's get him a chemistry set, a baseball glove, a bicycle, and a Boy Scout knife. It'll relieve Father of birthday worries, as far as I'm concerned, for 5 years.
Oh, be quiet, Randolph. Come on, let's shop further.
Okie dokie. Hey, Judy, what are you going over to that counter for? Father doesn't wear black nightgowns.
Well, hello, children.
Hi, Mother.
It only took long enough on your shopping trip. Did you get your father a birthday present?
Yes, Mother, we did.
We almost got lost in the wilds of the lingerie department, but we managed to hack our way out.
Why, Randolph, how can you say that? We just took sort of a quick swing through that department.
What'd you get, Father? Something useful, I hope.
Oh, yes, Mother, something very useful.
What, Judy?
I don't think we ought to tell you, because we want it to be a surprise for Father.
Oh, I won't tell.
We got him a smoking jacket.
Oh, Randolph, what did you tell for? You know how friendly Mother is with Father.
A smoking jacket? But your father doesn't smoke.
When he has this jacket, he will.
You mean you got a smoking jacket for $2?
Oh, no, Mother. We couldn't get Father anything cheap. This was $18.
$18? Well, where did you get $18?
Oh, we charged it.
You charged it? You bought a present for your father, and you're making him pay for it?
Shouldn't we have done it? Father pays for everything else. He's always...
Oh, that's just it. He pays for everything all year round. For me, for you, and for Randolph. And on his birthday, he has to pay for his own birthday present. Well, I think it's a shame.
I guess we shouldn't have charged it.
Well, you certainly shouldn't have. Why, I was so proud of you having saved up $2 to spend on Father. And now, incidentally, what happened to the $2?
Oh, the $2. Well, Randolph bought himself a baseball glove for 79 cents.
Well, Judy bought herself a snood.
Well, it was just the color of my chartreuse dress. I might never have found as perfect a match again, Mother. I might have looked 1,000 years and not have found another like it. It was an absolute necessity, and it was only 85 cents.
Well, that still doesn't count up to $2.
Oh. Well, when we finished, we were so exhausted from shopping that we had to buy Chocolatundies.
Another necessity, Mother.
Yes, I see. Well, Father is not going to pay for his own birthday present.
He isn't?
No, Judy, he isn't. I'm going to call up the department store and cancel that smoking jacket right now.
The baseball glove can't be canceled. We bought it outright.
Now listen to me, children. Your father works hard, and then he has a birthday. And what do his children do? They buy themselves chartreuse snoods and baseball gloves.
Only one baseball glove, Mother.
Oh, poor father. No one ever thinks of him. All he ever thinks of is us, but we just neglect him.
He is neglected, isn't he?
He certainly is, Judy.
Oh, Mother, I'm terribly sorry. I feel awful. Poor Father. We hardly pay any attention to him.
Well,
I could take the baseball glove back.
I know what would be nicer than anything.
What?
If we spend the entire day with Father on his birthday.
Well,
oh, Mother,
Judy,
it's a perfectly lovely idea.
But, Judy, I...
Why, of course, that's what we'll do, Randolph. For at least one day in his life, poor Father will know he's loved and appreciated.
Sounds mighty ghoulish to me.
It's perfectly beautiful. Father will have one perfect day. We'll go down to his office and surprise him early in the morning and just make Father happy all day long.
In just a minute, we'll hear what happens to poor Father. In the meantime, are you one of those eat it and beat it persons? You are? Then you've learned that fast eating and acid indigestion often go together. Now, why not learn how quickly Tums bring relief from upset acid stomach? Yes, Tums soothe acid indigestion in record time. Heartburn and that oppressive full feeling quickly vanish. Join the thousands of other Americans who, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Only 10 cents a roll, all drugstores. 3-roll package for a quarter. But be sure you get Tums for the tummy. There are many imitations of Tums, but no substitute for them. And now, back to A Date with Judy. Well, Judy and Randolph have decided to give Father a big break on his birthday. They're going to devote the whole day to him, doing nothing but just making him happy. And now we pick up the kids as they enter his office. Poor Father.
Happy birthday, Father.
Huh?
Happy birthday, Father.
Huh? Oh, thanks. Now, would you mind scrambling, please?
Father, Randolph and I are going to devote the whole day to you. You'll have to leave the office right now and come with us.
I'm sure that'd be very pleasant, dear, but I have an 11 o'clock appointment.
But, Father, all the arrangements are made. You simply got to
Look,
leave.
Look, Judy, a man has come to town. A very important man from whom I expect to get a very big favor. See, I've been using a patent for years, and now he says he has a claim. If he slaps an injunction on me...
But, Father, we're going to spend the whole day making you happy.
I don't want to be happy. I just want my rights to this patent. This is the most important piece of business I ever had.
Who is this man is going to be here at 11 o'clock?
Mr. Quigley. A.Q. Quigley. Stopping at the Carter Hotel just across the street, and he'll be here in a minute. So would you mind getting out of here and leaving me
to my... I don't know how you can think of business on your birthday.
Judy, when you get to my age, you'll think of business on your birthday. Now look, you two, run along, will you? If you really want to help me out, beat it.
Oh, Father.
This is what's called a paternal brush-off. Goodbye, Father.
Oh, Randolph, what are we going to do? And after all the wonderful plans we've made...
Well, I guess Father's been neglected so long he likes it.
Randolph, we simply must rescue Father from himself. Come on.
Where are you going now?
To the Carter Hotel. We'll see Mr. Quigley and explain the whole situation. After all, it is Father's birthday, and we must do everything to make him happy.
Yeah, even if it kills him.
Mr. Quigley, very. The situation is that it's Father's birthday, and we've planned this perfect day of happiness for him.
Mm-mm, I see.
We know business is your primary interest and all that, but you wouldn't want to interfere with filial affection, would you?
Decidedly not. Personally, I know nothing of filial affection, but I decidedly wouldn't interfere with it.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Quigley. I think you're wonderful.
Not at all. I'll call your father now and cancel our appointment.
You will? Oh, that's wonderful, Mr. Quigley. You don't know what this day of happiness is going to mean to Father.
Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Quigley. Well, Mr. Quigley, I see Mr. Quigley, but couldn't you... Well, when could you... I see Mr. Quigley. Goodbye, Mr. Quigley. Oh, I'm sick. Come in.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Father.
Oh, you two again. What do you want now?
We thought we'd try once again to give you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. This is the most horrible day of my life. Mr. Quigley just phoned me he isn't keeping his appointment. And he doesn't know when he'll give me another.
Is that so, Father?
Yes, that's so. It might be months or years before I have another chance like this. And by that time, I'll be bankrupt.
Father, we planned a whole day of positive happiness for you. So all you have to do is come with us and... You will, won't you?
Look, Judy, I... Oh, well, why not? What have I got to lose? Lead on!
Oh, Father, I think that's just scrumptious. Now, remember, Father, this is absolutely your day. So we want you to do everything you most like to do. Hmm. What would you like to do most?
Spend the day quietly under a nice shady tree. And so here we are at a nice, quiet amusement park.
Oh, but Father, this was all prearranged. After we're through here, we can do something you'd like to do. But you see, Father, this had been planned beforehand. I wonder where the gang is.
The gang?
Yes, Father.
Your gang?
Yes, Father. Oh, there they are in front of the funhouse. Come on.
Just what I love most, your gang. I don't get enough of it at home every night. I have to have it on my birthday, too.
I see everybody else, but I don't see Mr. Quigley.
Quigley? What's Quigley got to do with it?
Oh, we invited him to come along.
You what?
Why, yes, Father. We thought it'd be nice if you had a pal about your own age.
A pal? That tight-faced, conservative old... You'll scare the tar out of him.
We just did it for you, to make you happy.
Happy? I was never lower in my whole life. I can't believe it. You asked Quigley to come to this den of horrors?
Oh, Father, he'll enjoy it as much as you will.
That's what I'm afraid of. A.Q. Quigley, good Lord, a staid, blue-nosed old bachelor. Your crowd will kill him.
Oh, is he a bachelor?
Yes, he is. Oh, Judy, why do you do things like this to me?
Oh, well, if he's a bachelor, I'll have to fix him up with a girl.
Huh?
I wonder if Mitzi's his type.
Fix Quigley up with a... Oh, no. No, not that.
Well, you want him to have fun, don't you? Oh, hi, gang. Hi, everybody.
Happy birthday for your father, Judy.
Thank you, Mitzi. Excuse me a minute. Come here, JoJo.
What do you want, Judy?
Well, something's happened that calls for a tremendous sacrifice on your part. Would you mind giving up Mitzi?
Giving up Mitzi?
Uh-huh. Only temporarily. My father's pal is meeting us here as a bachelor, and, since it's father's birthday, well, you wouldn't want my father's pal not to have a date today, would you?
Well, no, but...
Well, I thought Mitzi would be a good type for Mr. Quigley, would you mind terribly if you went stay?
Well, gee, I don't know. Maybe Mitzi isn't willing to sacrifice me.
Mitzi, come on over here a second.
Yeah, Judy?
Mitzi, JoJo's willing to release you for the day because I have another date for you.
You have?
Mm-hmm. He's an older man.
An older man? Oh, how marvelous. I adore men in their 20s.
Well, he's not exactly in his 20s.
Oh, well, suppose he's 19. Even that's okay.
Well, he's not exactly 19 either.
Oh, gosh, that's getting right back to JoJo.
Oh, he's older than JoJo, and he's very rich. A millionaire.
Oh, boy.
Maybe even a multimillionaire. And I give you my word of honor, he's an older man. Much older.
It's a deal, Judy.
Swell.
Hey, Judy, come on out of your huddle. Mr. Quigley's here.
Oh, Mr. Quigley, let me explain. This is all
it's all fixed, Father. I mean about Mr. Quigley's day.
Oh, Judy, for the love of heaven. How are you, Miss Foster?
I'm fine. Oh, Mr. Quigley, here's your date. Mr. Quigley, Miss Mitzi Hoffman.
How do you do?
Is this Mr. Quigley?
Why, yes, Mitzi.
I think I'll go back to JoJo.
Mr. Quigley, really, I didn't know this was going to happen.
I like older men, Judy, but, gee, not that old.
Oh, how can you say that? How old are you, Mr. Quigley?
Why, I'm 45.
You see? Well, that's not so old. He's got most of his hair. Turn around, Mr. Quigley.
Judy!
See? And the back is pretty well covered.
Yeah. That's what I'd call a fringe.
Don't be silly, Mitzi. Why, I bet if Mr. Quigley had on a toupee, he'd be almost stunning.
Can I get you something, AQ? I'm dreadfully sorry. No, nothing at all.
Can I get you something, Father? You look like you need it.
No, Randolph, they wouldn't sell it to you.
Well, okay, Judy, okay, I'll do it for you. I'll be his girlfriend, but just for today, on account of your father's birthday.
Don't do me any favors.
Oh, gee, thank you, Mitzi. Come on, Quiggly Wiggly. Now, let's see, what would you rather do first? Go into the fun house or into the tunnel of love?
Oh, this is horrible.
Come on, everybody, let's go to the fun house.
Wait a minute, gang. Let him have it.
Nice and loud now, all together.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
AQ, let me explain. This is all a mistake.
Oh, Father, I'm so glad you're enjoying your birthday so much.
I'm enjoying a merry chase, that's what. Every time I open my mouth to talk to Quigley, a rolling barrel upsets him. Or he shoots down a slide.
Oh. But it's fun, isn't it, Father?
Yes, Judy, it's fun. The kind they have in insane asylums.
Oh, Father, watch out. Isn't that a trap door in front of you?
Trap door is nothing of the kind. I know a trap door when I see one.
On again.
Judy, what is this hole in the wall called?
Father, how unromantic of you. This is the tunnel of love.
I can hardly see. I wonder where Quigley and that magpie are. I don't know how Quigley's going to hold up under this. Normally, he looks like he was ready to cave in.
Father,
if he's 45, I'm 16.
Father, he and Mitzi are sitting in the seat in front of us.
In the seat? Quigley, is that you?
Yes, it is I.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Oh, well, I was just thinking how nice it is you being near me where I can get a chance to talk to you, explain this mess.
Can I tell you something, Mr. Quigley?
You may tell me something, Miss Mitzi.
Well, usually when we get into the tunnel of love, we pitch woo.
Pitch woo?
Yeah, you know, hold hands.
In your day, Mr. Quigley, it was probably called bundling.
That was a little before my day.
You see, Mitzi, he's not so old.
Miss Mitzi, shall I be required to pitch woo?
Well, of course, that's entirely up to you, Mr. Quigley, but you just do what you like.
Father and I won't watch if you don't want us to, will we, Father?
No, not if they don't want us to.
Oh, it's so wonderful to celebrate your birthday with you, Father. I never knew how much fun it was to just give of yourself for somebody else's happiness. I love it. Just giving and giving.
If you really want to give, for the love of heaven, give me a chance to talk to Quigley alone. Mitzi, would you mind changing seats with me? I want to discuss a new type of canning process with Mr. Quigley.
Change seats? Why, that'd be terrible.
It would?
Why, of course. Gosh, what would everybody think if they saw us coming out of the tunnel of love, me sitting with Judy, and Mr. Foster holding hands with Mr. Quigley?
We'll return to Judy in just a moment. In the meantime, I have an important announcement from Tums. Friends, you don't have to put up with upset stomach caused by acid indigestion anymore. Sure, certain foods, especially if you eat too much, may upset you. But Tums, spelled T-U-M-S, is the answer to that. At the first heartburn warning of acid indigestion, slip one or two Tums on your tongue, same as you would candy mints, and forget the whole thing. Your stomach and your world are both sweet again. Best of all, you can trust Tums never to over-alkalize your stomach, because Tums are different. Tums contain no soda or other water-soluble alkalis. Therefore, Tums never lets you in for an acid rebound. So be wise. Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. 10 cents a roll, 3-roll package for a quarter. Tums for the tummy. T-U-M-S. And now, back to A Date with Judy. Well, Judy's gang is celebrating Father's birthday. They have Father and an important business associate, Mr. Quigley, out at the amusement park. And are those gentlemen getting the works?
Listen.
Judy, what are we going to do now?
Eat our picnic lunch, of course, Father. And then we're going swimming. Oh, isn't it lovely? And to think it's all for your birthday, Father.
All I can say is I wish I was never born.
Now, Father, you know you're having a wonderful time, so laugh.
Now? When I'll have all the rest of my life to laugh? In a maniacal sort of way, in a padded cell?
Hey, come and look at Mr. Quigley.
What's wrong with Mr. Quigley?
Well, nothing's wrong with him. He fell off the pier into the water.
Oh, good heavens.
Oh, he's all right now. They pulled him out. Of course, he's kind of puffing like an old dinosaur, but
In 20 years, I've been trying to build up a good, respectable business, and in one fell swoop, I've ruined.
Oh, don't worry, Father. If necessary, I can become a professional baseball player and support the family. I got a glove now.
When we get home tonight, you better plan on wearing it someplace else besides your hand.
Here we are, everybody. Help yourself to lunch from the back.
Oh, Mr. Quigley. Say, Mr. Quigley, are you all right?
Mr. Foster, please don't disturb us. We're having lunchy-wunchy. Aren't we, Quigley Wiggly?
You're quite so.
Yeah, but after Quigley Wiggly, Mr. Quigley's fall from the pier.
He's perfectly all right. He's a little wet. But after he eats his lunch, he's going to get in a bathing suit anyway. So what's the diff?
He might catch cold.
Oh, that's silly. Come on now, Quigley Wiggly. Open your mouth. That's it. Now I'll just poke in a spoon of ice cream. There we are. How about a pickle?
Oh, for the love of heaven.
I'm all right, Foster, but I'm going to say a pickle.
Please, Mr. Foster, Quig is my date. Now open wide.
Okay, everybody, get into your suits. We're going swimming.
Swimming? Right after lunch? Are you crazy, Judy?
Oh, Father, we're right here on the lake. We might as well use it. Here's a suit for you, Father. Go in the bathhouse and put it on.
I refuse to go swimming.
But, Father, you can't refuse. Not after all the trouble JoJo went to get a suit for you. He had to borrow one from his little brother.
From his little brother?
Mm-hmm. It might be tight on account of JoJo's little brother only being 10 years old, but he's big for his age.
Oh.
Come on, Father. Nearly everyone's ready to go in. There goes Mr. Quigley.
Mr. Quigley? Well, he's got his clothes on.
Well, he isn't going to bother changing. He's all wet anyhow.
Oh. I'll never get that patent. I might as well close up my factory and go to the poorhouse right now.
Last one in's a stinker.
Okay,
yes, sir. Father's having a perfect day.
Oh, do I have a stomachache?
Come on, Father. We're going to the dance pavilion.
Dance? But you mean a dance?
Oh, you won't have to jitterbug. I'll dance with you any way you want to.
I don't want to do it anyway. I just want to stay here and hold my poor, unhappy stomach.
Everybody's dancing. Just do it the way you used to in the gay 90s, Father.
You might even try trying out a minuet.
They call that music? Mr. Quigley!
A.Q.! Are you referring to me, Foster?
Oh, look, A.Q., when they're not looking, we can sneak out the side door.
Hey, come on, Quigley Wiggly, let's dance.
I should try to oblige you, Miss Mitzi.
Can you get about?
Oh, now, Mitzi, please. Please don't do that to us.
Mr. Foster, I took him on for today, and I'm going to do my duty. I'm going to see that he has a good time. Come on, Quig. Hey, that's it, Quig. That's good.
Am I manipulating properly, Miss Mitzi?
Not bad, Quig. Only don't pop my arm. Just jerk it.
Oh, like this?
Hey, now you're getting in the groove. Come on. A worm, a squirm, a rocky tuck.
Here, Melvin, put this hot water bottle on your tummy.
Oh.
Would you like the ice bag on your head?
Everything hurts.
Oh.
My legs from walking around. My head spinning in a million different directions. I've never had such an awful day in my life.
We were only trying to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, you celebrated it all right. Another hour of that and it would have been my last birthday ever.
Oh, Melvin.
Now listen to me, all of you. This is my last wish. My birthday is hereafter struck out of the calendar completely.
Oh, Father.
Quigley will fight me tooth and nail on that patent after this.
But, Father, all we did was for you.
Oh, don't think I don't appreciate it. You devoted a whole day to me, giving up your time, not doing the things you usually do, spending all that money... Incidentally, who footed the bill?
Mr. Quigley.
What?
He insisted.
Oh, if I ever get up from this deathbed, I'll... Oh, my stomach. Oh, poor Quigley. Who's taking care of him? Who's putting hot water bottles on his stomach? No, 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 no!
That wasn't your stomach, Father. That was a telephone.
I'll get it. Never mind, I'll answer. Hello? Oh, yes. Melvin, it's Mr. Quigley.
Quigley? What am I going to say to the man? Here, Judy, you hold this ice bag. Yeah. Randolph, you hold this hot water bottle. Hello.
Hello there, Foster.
Oh, Mr. Quigley, I want to explain about today. I feel just the way you do about it.
Well, you know, I didn't know you had it in you.
Huh?
I thought it was wonderful, too. Just wonderful.
You, huh?
It was a fine day. Thanks very much. Now, Foster. Foster, about that patent.
Yeah?
You can have it.
I can what?
It's yours. Well, see you in the morning.
Yeah.
You don't sound so good. You can't take it, can you?
No, I...
Well, try to get back in shape. I feel great. Goodbye.
Well, I never.
What happened, Melvin?
He gave me the patent.
What?
He enjoyed the day. He actually enjoyed the day.
Well, here's your hot water bottle, Father.
I don't need it. All of a sudden, I feel great. I wonder who that can be.
I'll get it. Hello? Just a minute. It's Mr. Quigley again.
I knew it couldn't be true. I knew it. Give me back my hot water bottle.
I wonder what he wants now.
Let me have that phone out.
But he doesn't want to talk to you. He wants to talk to Judy.
To Judy?
I'll take it. Hello, Quigley Wiggly.
Hello, Miss Foster. I just called back to ask you a favor.
Yes, Mr. Quigley?
Could you give me Mr. Kelly's phone number?
Father, he wants Mitzi's telephone number.
What?
He must be crazy about her.
Tell him I said he might as well buy himself a toupee while he's at it.
Mr. Quigley, Father says to tell you that
you're... Judy!
We'll return to Judy in just a moment. First, we all know that eating before going to bed is fun. But even a little bite before retiring can take a big bite out of your night's sleep. For remember, the better the food or drink, the more you may need Tums. One of the most common causes of sleepless nights is an upset acid stomach. There's no sense in lying awake counting sheep when one or two Tums dissolved in your tongue might relieve the whole trouble and help you to sleep in peace. It's simply wonderful the way Tums bring fast relief from acid indigestion. So keep a roll of Tums tucked under your pillow. Do what thousands do. Night and day, at home or away, always keep Tums handy. 10 cents a roll, all drugstores. 3-roll package for a quarter. Tums for the tummy. T-U-M-S. Now, back to the Fosters.
Oh, gee, I hope that's a date.
There ought to be a way you could tell it's a date by the way the phone rings.
I hope it's somebody new. Somebody I could get a violent fever for.
You know, I could make a fortune with an invention like that.
Hello?
Hello, Judy?
Oh, hello, Jojo.
Listen, Judy, I'm pretty upset.
Why, Jojo?
Well, I didn't mind lending Mitzi to Mr. Quigley for one afternoon, but that's as far as I want to go.
Why? What's wrong?
There I was, trying to be a good guy, doing you a favor, and now what happens?
All right, what happens?
Now I can't get a date with Mitzi at all.
You can't?
No, she doesn't want to date anybody but older men.
Oh, gee, that's a shame, Jojo.
I'll say it's a shame, and it's all your fault. When I loaned Mitzi to Mr. Quigley, I lost her forever.
Oh, how gruesome.
Older men all the time. Why, do you know? Last night she went out with a guy 21 years old.
She did? Gee, what does she want to do that for?
Don't ask me. She doesn't like anybody anymore unless he's got one foot in the grave.
It's awfully morbid, isn't it?
Awful. Judy, how do you feel about younger men?
I feel fine about them. Why?
Gee, I wish I could get Mitzi to feel that way.
You do?
Yeah. Judy, I know just the way to do it.
How?
You have a little brother named Randolph, don't you?
Uh-huh.
I was wondering, if I loaned Mitzi to Randolph for a couple of hours, do you think she'd get interested in younger men again?
A Date with Judy is written by Aline Leslie and stars Louise Erickson and Dix Davis. Original music was composed and played by Charles Cornell. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. This is Doug Gourley inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at this same time to keep your date with Judy. And remember, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another teenage adventure when Judy decides to play hooky from school. It isn't long before the tables are turned. Enjoy A Date with Judy, first broadcast May 4th, 1948 on NBC.
Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion, presents A Date with Judy, starring Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as Father.
Hello.
Hello, Judy. This is Oogie.
Oh, Oogie, I've got the most exciting news for you.
What? What? What?
There's only 47 days, 6 hours, and 13 seconds until school's out.
That's Judy, folks. Judy Foster, the lovable teenage girl who is close to all our hearts. Your date with her each Tuesday is arranged by the makers of Tums, famous quick relief for acid indigestion. You don't have to travel very far to find out that Tums are fast relief for acid indigestion and heartburn. So whether you travel by car, by plane, by bus, or by train, buy Tums first. And when strange food and irregular hours bring on acid upset, just slip one or two tasty Tums in your mouth, the same as you would candy mints. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the annoying excess acid, let you travel in comfort. You never know when or where acid indigestion may hit you. So night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Still only 10 cents a roll, 3-roll package a quarter, all drugstores. Say you want Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the stomach. And now to the Fosters. It's morning. A lovely spring morning to make you dance instead of walk, sing instead of talk. And each of the Fosters greets this morning according to his own special character. Mother, preparing breakfast in the kitchen.
Now I put the eggs in the water. The eggs go in. Plop, plop, plop. 2 minutes for Melvin. Randolph likes them three. And 4 minutes for Judy. And 5 is right for me.
Randolph doing setting up exercises for the first time in 11 months.
1, 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, in. 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Judy doing her hair in front of her dressing table mirror.
Judy.
You're so lovely. Your hair is sun gold. Your eyes glint a pool of sheer blue. Ah, on a morning like this, you are prettier than Tootsie Whiteman, almost.
And Father coming down to breakfast.
Darn it, somebody left the hall light on all night. Dora, I would like to know who...
Good morning, Melvin, dear.
Good morning. Who left the...
Isn't it a lovely morning?
Yes, yes, it's lovely. Dora, I would like to know who...
Melvin.
Left...
What? Didn't you forget something?
Forget? I? Handkerchief? Wallet?
Oh, none of those things.
Well, then... Dora, why are you standing there with your lips stuck out like a duck?
Oh, Melvin.
Huh? Oh, sorry. Now, look, Dora, I would like to know. I would like to know why the hall light was...
Good morning, Mother.
Good morning, son.
And a cheery good morning to you, sire.
Morning, morning. Look, Randolph, I worked very hard for my money.
Sure, sure, Father. Just stick with it another 10 or 20 years, and then I'll take over.
Now, just a minute.
Isn't this morning sensation, Mother?
Absolutely sensation.
When you two finally finish discussing the weather, there's something I would like to say.
Shoot, Father.
Thank you. When I came down this morning, I found the hall light...
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning, dear everybody. Good morning to you. Good morning, my lovely mother.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning, my lovely brother.
Well, that's the first time I've been called anything but gorgeous. Good morning to you, my glamorous sister.
Thank you, gorgeous. And now, my lovely, charming, and distinguished pater, a lovely good morning to you.
Morning.
And what makes my lovely father so unusually cheerful this morning?
Oh, haven't you heard? He found the hall light.
Oh, really? Congratulations, my lovely father. I didn't even know it was missing.
If you can all just restrain your lovely exuberance for a moment, I would like to ask just who it was. Oh!
Methinks me hears the sound of yon doorbell.
Methinks so, too. Andrew, you lovely, whoever you are.
Hi, everybody.
Oogie. It's lovely Oogie.
Huh?
Let's all kiss the lovely Oogie good morning.
Well, now, just a minute. I don't think the morning's that lovely.
Hey, what's going on?
Mother, you first.
Delighted.
Hey, what?
My turn.
Hey, what a morning. I love life and I want to live. But give me some men who are... No, give me some women who are stout-hearted women. No, they're too fat for me. I don't understand something.
What, Oogie?
I don't understand why I feel so good today. So sort of youthful.
Oogie, don't you know?
No.
It's spring.
We better walk a little faster, Judy, or we'll be late for school.
Do you want to know something, Oogie dear?
Uh-huh.
I'm crazy about you.
You are? Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy about you, too, Judy.
You want to know something else?
Sure.
See that man over there?
Yeah?
I'm crazy about him, too.
What? Who is he?
I don't know. I'm crazy about everyone today.
Oh, look at me. I'm not even jealous.
Oogie.
What, Judy?
Wouldn't it be nice in the park today?
Yeah.
And think, just think, what it'd be like on the lake.
Yeah.
We could rent one of Anderson's canoes. Wouldn't it be dreamy?
Yeah.
Oogie.
No, Judy. No, don't even suggest it. Perish the thought.
Oogie.
No, we couldn't. Well, I've never played hooky before in my entire life. Why, my father would have a fit, and my teacher... Ooh, I shudder to think what he'd say. Oh, no, Judy, it's out. I'm adamant. Absolutely adamant. Yeah, let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Father.
Did you have a hard day, dear?
Everything went wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry,
my
dear.
My secretary mooning around the office. People late for appointments, if they showed up at all. What gets into people just because it happens to be a nice spring day?
Well,
Father, dear.
What is it, Judy?
Would you mind signing this?
All right, honey, let me have it.
Here's the pen.
I tell you, what am I signing?
Oh, just a note.
Yeah, but what does
it's
it...
It's just a note, Father, dear.
Let me see. Please excuse my daughter Judy for being absent yesterday. She had a touch of fever and we... Were you absent from school today?
Well, sort of.
Sort of? How can you be sort of absent?
She was there in spirit.
Now, you stay out of it. Well, Judy?
Well, Oogie and I, it was such a beautiful day, and we...
Played hooky, huh, Judy?
I guess you might call it that.
And now you want me to lie and say you had a touch of fever, huh?
Oh, it's not a lie, Father.
You mean you did have a touch of fever?
Uh-huh. Spring fever.
Young lady, what do you suppose would happen if I did what you did today? What if I should suddenly decide it's too nice a day to work?
Well...
What if I were as irresponsible about my job as you were about yours? Who do you think would pay for your clothes and food and an allowance?
Mother.
Mother? Where would she get the money?
From the alimony you'd be paying her.
Young man!
Melvin, dear, aren't you making this more important than it really is?
No, this is very important. A person has responsibilities in life. Mine is to earn a living. Judy's is to go to school. If everybody went around neglecting his responsibilities, what do you think would happen to civilization?
Yes, sir. Judy plays hooky and civilization goes to pot.
I'm sorry, Father. I won't do it again, I promise.
I should think.
But won't you sign this note, please?
No, I will not sign that note.
What?
But I can't go to school tomorrow without a note. I can't possibly. What'll I tell the teacher?
Tell her the truth.
But, Father...
Melvin...
No, let her take what's coming to her. And don't you sign the note either, Dora. Judy has got to learn about responsibility.
Oh! Good morning, dear.
Good morning to you, love of my life.
What happened to you since last night?
Oh, I had a fine night's sleep. Feel like a million. Dora, isn't this the loveliest morning?
It was a lovely morning yesterday, too.
I know. I was pretty rough on Judy last night.
You certainly were.
Well, actually, I was right. But maybe I was a little too... Well, I'll be especially nice to her this morning.
Oh, she and Randolph have already left for school.
Well, I'll be especially nice to her this evening. How's about a little breakfast? Dreamboat?
Well.
Fine breakfast, Dora. Fine.
You say that every morning.
I know, but it was especially good this morning. I've had breakfast before, but never a breakfast like this. No, never a breakfast like this. All the eggs were yellower, the ham was mellower, and I am a lucky follower.
Oh,
what a day. I feel like a million, and I'm only 39. Hey, that's quite a joke, huh, Dory? You get it? I feel like a million, and I'm only 39.
Yes, Melvin, I get it. You ought to be on the stage.
Maybe you're right. I can see the marquee now. Love in the Morning, starring Lynn Fontan and Melvin Foster. You know, it almost sounds like it belongs.
Almost. But do you know where Melvin Foster really belongs?
Huh?
In his office in 10 minutes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, off to work I go. Bye.
Bye, dear. Well, go on, Dora. Just don't stand there. Do the dishes. Who in the world? In a minute. Yes?
Dora.
Yes, dear?
It's a beautiful morning, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it'll probably be a beautiful day, don't you think?
Oh, yes, it will.
Well, as long as we're in complete agreement.
Yes?
Let's both take the day off.
Take the day? Oh, why, Melvin.
Sure, come on, hurry up. Put your hat on and let's go.
Oh, but, Melvin, I couldn't. Why, the beds aren't made and the dishes aren't done. Why, I couldn't dream of it. It's the most ridiculous thing. Melvin, I don't need a hat. Let's go.
That's my girl.
Have you got what you'd call a sensitive stomach? Does careless eating, over-smoking, or nervous strain sometimes bring on acid indigestion with its heartburn and heaviness? Then you ought to try Tums. At the first hint of acid distress, slip one or two Tums in your mouth, the same as you would candy mint. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the excess acid, bring you sweet, grateful relief. You see, you don't over-alkalize when you take Tums. You don't risk acid rebound. Tums contain no bicarbonate of soda. No water-soluble alkalis. Absolutely none. So never over-alkalize. Always neutralize excess acidity with Tums. Handy to take? Oh, you bet. No mixing or stirring. No water needed. Get yourself some Tums this very night. Then do as millions do. Night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. Still only 10 cents a roll, free roll package a quarter, all drugstores. Ask for Tums. T-U-M-S. Tums for the tummy. And now, back to A Date with Judy.
Hi, Judy.
Oh, Randolph, I thought you'd never get here. Where have you been?
At Curly's. What's the matter?
I'm absolutely beside myself. Something terrible has happened. Mother has disappeared.
What?
I got home from school at 3:30. It's 5:30 now, and no sign of her.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, no? Well, look at the house. Breakfast dishes unwashed. Bed's not made. Mother wouldn't go out without doing those things first.
Well.
And another thing, there's nothing being prepared for dinner.
Now I am worried.
What are we going to do?
Have you called Father at the office?
No, I didn't want to worry him. I was hoping Mother would get back.
Well, I think we ought to call him.
Yes, I guess so. What do you think happened?
I don't know. Maybe she eloped with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, Randolph, how can... Hello? Miss Watson? Well, this is Judy. May I speak to my father, please? What? Oh, really? Oh. Yeah, well, I see. Yes. Yes, all right. Goodbye. Oh, Randolph.
What? What? Speak to me.
Father hasn't been in his office all day.
He hasn't?
No. Miss Watson is hysterical. She says the place is a madhouse. No one knows what to do. People have been calling all day to speak to Father, and she doesn't know what to tell them. Randolph, I just know something terrible has happened.
Well, maybe they just sort of... maybe they both went somewhere.
Father takes a day off from work? Impossible. You heard what he said last night when he found out I neglected to go to school. About responsibility and all that.
Yeah.
Randolph, what... I'm going to call the police.
Oh, wait. Let's not do anything hasty. Let's leave the police out of this.
Why?
Well, what if Father absconded with the firm's money?
Randolph! How can you say that about Father?
No, I guess he wouldn't do a thing like that. Besides, it's his firm, so he'd be taking his own money. Go on, Judy. Call the police.
All right. It's the only thing to do.
What's the matter? Why'd you hang up?
Randolph, listen.
Huh? Hmm. At least we know Mother didn't elope.
Well, they do.
Mother! Father!
Yes, they look familiar. Let's see. Oh, yes, I think this pretty girl is a daughter of ours.
Oh, really? How nice. Pleased to meet you, daughter of ours.
Well,
Judy, do you think yon parents are cracking up?
Your son, madame?
No, your son, sir.
Oh, pleased to meet you, my son, sir.
Where were you?
Why, we were... Judy, what's the matter?
So what is it?
We thought something had happened to you. The beds weren't made and your secretary said you hadn't been in all day. And
there's nothing for dinner.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, we almost called the police.
Oh, really? Well, all I did was take the day off. We drove out into the country and...
What?
Well, it was such a nice day. Well, I just didn't feel like spending the day in a stuffy office.
No.
So yes, we had a wonderful time, didn't we, dear?
Wonderful. Well, I like that.
What are you so upset about?
What am I so upset about? Who has a better right? After what you said to me last night, for doing the exact same thing.
Oh.
Oh, it's right.
Well, it wasn't exactly the same thing. You see, it's different.
How?
Well, you,
What about civilization, Father?
Judy.
Yes, Father?
If you'll give me the note, I'll be glad to sign it.
You can't.
Why not?
Because it's too late.
I don't understand.
I told them the truth about my being absent. And tomorrow morning, you have to go to see the principal about me. Do you realize what that means?
What does it mean?
It means a fate worse than death. That's what it means. I could get expelled. I'd never be able to hold my head up. And all because my own father, my own flesh and blood father, refused to show the slightest mercy to his own flesh and blood daughter.
What, honey?
You didn't, Father. You turned the other cheek. And then you went right out and did what you maligned me for.
But, Judy,
I'll die. That's what I'll do. Die dead. And it'll be all your fault.
Oh. Oogie, will you please tell my daughter, Judy, that this might not be as bad as she thinks?
Judy, your father says that this might not be as bad as you think.
You may tell Father, but in spite of what he says, I know that I'm marching to my doom.
But Mr. Foster, Judy said...
I heard, Oogie.
Judy, nothing will happen. And, well, if you do get expelled, I'll leave school, too.
Oh, Oogie.
Oogie, do you really think...
No, they won't do that to Judy. Only...
Only what?
Well, I was just thinking. Stinky Edwards cut school last week.
Yes, yes.
And they practically strung him up by his thumbs.
Oh.
But don't worry. Everything will be all right. Well, here's his office.
No, wait a minute.
Gee, Mr. Foster, you're pale.
It's pretty warm. Judy.
Yes, Father?
Couldn't you tell the principal? I mean, maybe it'd be better if I didn't... I mean, I have some pretty important business at the office, and I...
No, Father. Remember, if you'd have signed the note, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, yes, but...
And another thing. Don't forget that you played hooky, too. So whatever he says about me is true of you.
Yes. What, What kind of man is this, Mr. Branston? Really?
Yeah, we call him Captain Bligh. Behind his back, of course.
I see.
Well, we might as well go in.
Well, I'd better get to my class. Good luck, Judy.
Thank you, Oogie. After you, Father.
Oh. Oh, good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Miss Berry. This is my father.
Good morning, Mr. Foster.
Yes, yes.
Come, Mr. Branston, you're here.
No rush at all. If he's busy, we'll be glad to wait or come back some other time.
No, he's expecting you.
Oh. I don't feel so good.
Well, what are you so nervous about?
Well, it just sort of reminds me of my own school days. I spent lots of time waiting in the principal's office. You don't get over something like that so quickly. Maybe ever.
Come in, Mr. Foster. Judy.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Branston, this is Mr. Foster. Judy's father, Mr. Foster, Mr. Branston.
Good day, Mr. Foster.
Good day, Mr. Branston.
Good morning, Miss Foster.
Good morning, Mr. Branston.
I presume, Mr. Foster, that you know why I asked your daughter to bring you to see me.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Yes, yes, indeed, sir.
Good. Have a seat, please.
Thank you, sir.
You may go back to your class now, Miss Foster. I want to speak to your father. And please remain there until I send for you.
Yes, Mr. Branson. Farewell, Father.
Goodbye, dear.
Mr. Foster, you realize, of course, the seriousness of your daughter's behavior.
Oh, yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Foster, the principal of a high school is not addressed as Your Honor.
Oh, pardon me, Your Excellency.
Nor Your Excellency. My name is Branston, Franklin Branston. Mr. Branston will do nicely.
Yes, yes, of course, Mr. Branston.
Thank you. Tell me, Mr. Foster, what would you do if you were in my position?
Well, Mr. Branston, do you know why Judy did what she did?
No.
Oh. Well, it was a fine spring day. A day very much like today. She came down to breakfast feeling like the world had just begun.
Judy, what happened? I couldn't do my geometry. I was so worried. What happened?
I don't know, Oogie.
What? What do you mean?
Well, we went into Mr. Branston's office, and he told me he wanted to speak to Father, and for me to go back to class, and he'd call me when he wanted me.
Well?
Well, school's over for the day, and he hasn't called me yet.
He hasn't?
No.
But what about your father?
I don't know.
Judy.
What?
Well, you know how your father is, hot-tempered and all that.
Yes.
You think they had a fight?
Oh, Oogie.
Oh, maybe they didn't. Maybe they just pushed each other around a little.
Oh, Oogie. Come on, let's go to Mr. Branston's office and find out the worst. Excuse me, Miss Berry.
Yes, Judy.
I'd like to see Mr. Branston, please.
So would I.
What?
He left. In the middle of a very busy morning, he ups and leaves. I'm going crazy here.
What about my father?
He was with him.
He was?
I can't understand it. In the 12 years I've been Mr. Branston's secretary, he's left the office in the morning only once before. And that was when the building burned down. Something very serious must have happened.
Oh, Oogie.
Well, what did your father's secretary say?
She said Father hadn't been in his office all day. Oogie, what do you think could have happened?
Well, I don't know. Maybe Mr. Branston decided to take it up with the Board of Education.
Oh, no. This is the end, the final end.
Judy, Judy, please don't cry. Please don't.
I can't help.
And you still got me.
But I won't have a diploma. And what good is a woman without a diploma?
Well, almost as good as a woman with a diploma. Listen to me, Judy Foster. I'm taking matters in my own hands.
I demand that you stop crying. You'll make yourself sick or something.
I'll try it. I don't want to be a crybaby.
Well, that's better. You women sure need a man around to tell you what to do.
You're right, Oogie. And I've always known that you were a man.
Yeah. And I'm giving the orders. Now, we're going out to the lake and we're going to try and forget this crisis.
Oh, no, Oogie, I couldn't.
As I said before, I'm giving the orders around here. I'm going to rent a boat from Anderson's and you're going to relax.
Oh, Oogie, you're so strong. I've never appreciated you so much before.
Well, I'm a man, and that's what men are for. To shoulder responsibility. Judy, if we're going to rent a boat from Mr. Anderson...
Yes, Suki?
You got any money? Do you feel better now, Judy?
Oh, yes, Suki. I've renewed my courage. I've made up my mind to face anything that's at all faceable.
Oh, that's swell.
But I wish I knew what happened in Mr. Branson's office. I wish I knew the verdict.
Well, now, don't cry again. Look, Judy, look at that fish.
I bet it's a happy fish. It doesn't have to face what I do.
Well, it'd have to face a lot more if I'd have brought my fishing tackle. I wish I'd have thought of it. See, there's some guys fishing over there. If I had... Judy.
What is it, Oogie?
Look. Look in that boat. Isn't that...
Yes, that's Father.
I'll be swizzled.
Hurry, Oogie.
Okay.
Father! Father, what happened?
What did Captain Bly do? I said, what did Captain Bly do?
Why don't you ask her?
Huh? Oh, hello, Captain. Mr. Branston.
Mr. Branston.
Hello, children.
Mr. Branston, you're playing hooky.
Well, it was such a lovely day, and... yes, I guess I am.
Yes, he is.
Yes, we are. Of course, we're all doing a wrong thing, and we all deserve to be punished. Am I right, Mel?
Right as rain, Frankie.
What kind of punishment, Mr. Branston?
Well, I think your father and I will get our punishment when we see our secretaries.
Yes, sir.
But as for Oogie and yourself, what do you think, Mel?
Well, I think you ought to give him a choice, Frank.
What kind of a choice, Father?
Fish or cut bait.
Oh, joy!
We'll hear more from the Fosters in a moment. Are you slipping up on sleep? Is lack of a good night's rest making you nervous and irritable? Well, one of the most common causes of sleepless nights is acid indigestion. But you know what to do for that. Take Tums. Tonight, before you slip into bed, just slip one or two pleasant-tasting Tums in your mouth. Almost instantly, Tums neutralize the excess acid, relieve annoying heartburn, soothe and settle your upset acid stomach, so you settle down for a good night's sleep. And Tums are as easy to take as candy mint. Tums require no mixing or stirring. You don't even need water. So do as millions of sleep-loving folks do. Night and day, at home or away, always keep Tums handy. Still only 10 cents a roll, 3-roll package a quarter, any drugstore. There are many imitations, but no substitute for Tums. T-U-M-S. Genuine Tums for the tummy. And now, here are the Fosters again.
Good morning, dear.
Melvin, what are you doing up so early?
Dora, after what happened yesterday, I want to be at the office before anybody else.
Oh, I see.
Could I have my breakfast right away,
please? Why, of course, dear.
I beg of you. Has anybody seen my history book? I beg of you.
Oh, here it is, dear. You left it on the table.
Oh, thank goodness. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, dear. Aren't you up a little earlier than usual?
Well, after what happened yesterday, I want to be at school before anyone else.
Good idea, Judy.
Yes, very.
Could I have my breakfast right away, Mother?
Oh, of course, dear.
Good morning, everybody. Good
morning, Randolph.
Good morning, dear.
Well, Randolph, you're up with the birds, too.
Yeah. Say, what are you all doing up so early?
Oh, I just thought I'd get a little work done at the office before anybody else gets there.
And I want to do my history over again. At this point in my life, it is very important to impress my teacher.
Well, now, that's very interesting.
Why?
Because today's Saturday.
Randolph!
Jane Leslie and stars Louise Erickson as Judy and John Brown as father, Dick Davis as Randolph, and Myra Marsh as mother. Dick Trenner played Oogie. Music was composed and conducted by Hal Bourne. The program was produced and directed by Helen Mack. This is Ken Niles inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday at this time to keep your date with Judy. And remember, night and day, at home or away, always carry Tums. T-U-M-S.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.